Every day I'm shuffling.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. Ted Parrish. Bill Lako. This is Money Talks.
Now, Troy.
Troy, we're chopped liver. Did we get mentioned?
That was we made that when we thought we had had him out. The succession plan was in full swing, but he came back.
Do we have any questions, Bill?
We do have some questions. Let's see. So Jeremy from Edgewood. I wonder where Edgewood is. Do you know where Edgewood is? I don't even know where that is.
Don't know.
With the economy seeming to be on the rebound, I want to invest in leisure.
Mm-hmm.
I think many people will take vacations in 2014 to make up for the years of staycations. What's a good stock to look at? I was thinking Hilton.
Mm-hmm. Well, his first choice, Hilton, was just brought back public. You know, Blackstone took them out in 2007. Yeah. Of course, when companies are taken out by private equity, they load them up with debt. This company has 330% debt to equity.
Wow.
And, you know.
A lot of risk.
And on top of that, they only put out about 25% of the shares outstanding, so Blackstone still has 75% of the shares.
What about Marriott?
Most of the whole space, Gene, is pretty expensive.
Is it?
The average
P
ratio is 25 and higher.
Yeah, this Hilton's 45 at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's
What other ways could you play this?
I think that Disney is kind of a media entertainment slash leisure play. Then it's more diversified. Right now it's at its cheapest, but at 19 times earnings, this year's earnings, and about 16 and a half times next year's earnings, growing about 12%, I think that's pretty reasonable.
In the area, it's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
What about cruise lines, anything else like that?
You know, Carnival used to be a high-quality play, but since several incidents.
Yeah, Carnival's kind of
they cut their dividend as well.
The floating cesspool.
They're trying to – some of the other things, too. Profitability is probably going to be hurt. They're trying to rebuild their image, and they're doing it with a lot of coupons and
promotions.
Promotions and whatnot. So it's going to cost. It's going to cost them in the profit margin. Probably not the best time to invest.
And with leisure, you can also include Harley Davidson,
right?
Polaris. They're all pretty pricey right now. Now, if I own those last two, they're high quality holdings. I would hold on to them. I just wouldn't add a new position right now. I think there are some cheaper sectors, industries that you can buy.
All right. Polaris is
so Disney. So Disney is your single best pick for this for the leisure area.
I think it's the safest, most diversified.
Okay, there you go.
Forward prospects.
Darren from Forsyth, Teddy says, "How do I calculate my net worth, and why do I need to know this?" Maybe I should pose that question.
No. Net worth is basically what you're worth. I mean, so basically, you take your assets, total those up. You take your liabilities, total those up, and you subtract it to whatever's left. Is your net worth? If it's a couple,
it's how we keep score.
Yep, right. For a stock, it's book value. Yep.
Exactly.
For individuals, why net worth is important is that's how you keep score, and in the sense of what you need to do is build up your net worth so it's high enough that when you retire, that you can live off of that net worth. That's what you live on. That's your capital, and it's important. And how do you build that? You build it by savings.
Yep.
That's number one. Number two is by increasing in value of the things that you buy. And we think in terms of that as the stock market.
Right.
A lot of guys take a look and say, I'm going to take a look at net worth minus the net worth of the house because the house is very illiquid.
Right.
And so if you got a guy who says, I'm worth $1 million, say, where's your $1 million? Well, I only have a $500,000 mortgage on my $1.5 million home.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, well, he's speculating in real estate.
Right.
He hasn't saved. So that net worth lenders will look at that as part of the look at your positive cash flow and the assets that you have. Because what happens if you should lose your job? You may not be able to pay back out of cash flow, but if you have assets, they can attach them. I know it's a nasty thought, but they can.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they go after. So.
Yeah. And the burning question for the business that we're in actually is, you know, this is my net worth, so how much do I need when I get to the point of retirement? That's something
and
Bill works
and
a
what,
lot.
And in what form?
Exactly.
You can't go into retirement. If we say you need, just say we, off the top of our head, we did a calculation for you need $2 million to make it in retirement. And say, well, I got that. all of my house.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it might be you might want to check that out when you're 55 and maybe want to make some changes in your asset structure. Yeah. In order to do that, maybe you've been making $10,000 a month mortgage payments.
And, and we've actually had situations where we've, you know, gave the advice to actually sell your house.
I mean, the more egregious scenarios, I remember across the table from, I think she was 75 or 76, a $4 million house in Buckhead, paying, she couldn't afford the taxes because Social Security, that's all she had.
Yeah.
But the minute you sold that house, moved to a reasonable county like Cobb, mm-hmm. where the taxes are, I don't know, 70% cheaper.
Message.
Somewhere like that.
Something like that.
Something like that.
You know, and you buy a house that's 500 grand, I don't know. All of a sudden now you got $3.5 million that you can live off of.
Well, we've had people sell big homes in Buckhead and buy a small townhouse in Buckhead.
Sure.
And they were perfectly willing to pay the taxes.
Or rent.
But they're only paying taxes on a $500,000 place rather than a $4 million place.
Right. Yeah.
Would it be safe
to upkeep?
Say,
I mean, think about the upkeep.
It costs a fortune to keep a house going.
Yeah. Would it be safe to say that the folks who didn't do their tax planning back in October are probably the ones we're talking about right now?
Yes.
If you didn't.
We're pointing fingers at you.
Exactly. Yeah, you probably ought to give us a call.
All right. Let's see. Arlio Leon from Powder Springs. I know where Powder Springs is. I know you like to have some international exposure. What's the best way to get the exposure, and are there countries you are avoiding?
Yeah, the way that we generally prefer to get our international exposure is through an ETF. So you're buying basically a portfolio.
Before you do that, explain what an ETF is.
Yeah, it's an exchange-traded fund. It basically is like a mutual fund, but it trades on the stock exchanges. You can trade it like a stock. So you could buy it any time of the day, not just once like mutual funds trade. So you're buying a diversified portfolio of holdings. And some of the ones that we like at the moment, EFA, it's the MSCI EFI. So it's it's Europe, Africa, and the Far East is basically what the EAFE means. And you're buying developed international companies.
Yeah, the previous plays that people liked and everything else have sort of gone to the wayside because they were real commodity-oriented.
Right.
We were looking at what Brazil.
Right. A lot of them.
In Australia.
Right.
And these kind really had a real good run. But now what's happened is commodity prices have gone down like crazy. So you got to be careful on where you buy.
Right. Yeah, and these things are pretty diverse. I mean, they do have a big part in financials. The EFA has about 28%, but that's pretty reasonable. Also, the advantage over mutual funds is that the fees are cheaper for these ETFs.
Yeah.
Much cheaper.
As far as things to avoid, I can never get myself excited about investing in some of these countries, Russia being one of them, that you know, they've had defaults in the past and not so distant past.
You talk about Russia's economy is based solely on oil.
Right.
Their economy is really going in the tank, quite frankly.
Right.
And it's all oil. It's like Venezuela, Brazil, some of these countries like that.
Right. The Middle East, just about all of it, and North Africa is very similar to that.
I would avoid putting a big concentration in Japan.
Yeah.
You know, the longer term dynamics for Japan are just poor.
Yeah.
Really old population, no growth. And this, Abenomics, you know, has worked for a little while, you know, all of the stimulus that they've applied, but they have a huge sales tax that they're going to come across with that's going to be counterproductive to the stimulus that they've applied. So,
so you're feeling this Europe is probably going to come back, or at least it's not going to go in the tank.
They're out of recession. They're out of recession. Not all parts of France is still in a pickle, but Germany's doing well. And even Greece and Spain have seen some capital come back in. And that's all important with those countries because a lot of capital left their shoreline. So, you know.
Okay.
So there you have it.
Well, I'm interested in when we come back from the break discussing, you were talking about the tax situation. We were lamenting this not too long ago about the fact that I'm convinced that most of America has no idea how much they're going to have to pay on April 15th.
Boy, is it going to be a shock.
Yeah.
A shock.
Yeah.
So we're going to stop here.
We're shocked ahead of time because the wife and all that sort of stuff, the CPA, has been running projections.
What? We have a firm that does that?
We can talk about that, too, when we come back.
We'll come back here in just a minute. And when we do, we'll talk about how much money you're going to have to pay Uncle Sam. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Thank you. All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.